Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. Bundaberg Council may still be trying to increase building heights in Bargara, despite a majority of councillors rejecting the proposal 2 months ago. Five councillors voted for the motion, six voted against. The proposal to amend heights up to six stories could now go back to another vote at a council meeting next week due to alleged qualified state interest in amending the height. If passed, it could see projects like the controversial Bargara Jewel development go ahead. Former planner George Martin says council's push to change Bargara's foreshore raises several questions.
They're being expected to pass it on this occasion, and with some unseen justification, supposedly, in the form of a letter from the state government. It makes you wonder why Mr. Ellery and the planners are so hell-bent on getting this amendment through, because nothing seems to stand in their way.
Meanwhile, Fraser Coast locals have until Monday to provide feedback on Council's draft interim local law aimed at helping address the housing crisis. Changes include enabling caravans to be occupied in backyards for longer, so those who are in between homes can be helped by their family and friends. Councillor Jade Welling says to adopt this as legislation, locals must make their support clear in an email via the official feedback channel.
At the last month's council meeting, we endorsed a draft. The process is that draft goes out now to the state government for a state interest check around all the agencies, and it also goes out to the public for consultation.
Finally, 72 new recruits have joined the Queensland Police Service this week. Embattled Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll says the NGO Broken to Brilliant helped with a new training concept.
It's the first time we've used lived experience to talk through the issues around domestic violence, and this will now be rolled out permanently in all of our training, as well as increased training in domestic violence and cultural capability.
And a reminder, help is always available by calling 1-800-RESPECT.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.